just realized it was 8:15 and we were going to chant until 9:30, but it's not. That was just a warm-up. That was just a placeholder until everybody arrived. So that didn't really count. Except, of course, it did. So I want to read you a little Rumi. I was trying to find some light-inspired... Oh, this is nice. So this book is called The Illuminated Rumi. That's a nice bit of double entendre, right? Because an illuminated manuscript is also illuminated, right? It's luminous, luminously illuminated. So, it was interesting. I really couldn't find anything that jumped off the page at me, which got me thinking, it's really not about being inspired by another's experience or expression of the light. It's about our own experience of our own light. So I only brought one little tidbit from Rumi. In any gathering, in any chance meeting on the street, there is a shine, an elegance rising up. I love that. In any gathering, in any chance meeting on the street, there is a shine, an elegance rising up. And of course here I think he's probably specifically referring to his meeting with Shams. For those who don't know the story of Rumi, his teacher was called Shams, and Shams was a crazy wisdom master being. And when Rumi met Shams, it just broke him wide open. In any gathering, in any chance meeting on the street, there is a shine, an elegance rising up. Today, I recognized that the jewel-like beauty is the presence. And again, in our tradition, in our language, in the metaphors that we live with in this class, obviously that jewel-like beauty, the presence, is self with a capital S, blah, 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 blah. Today I recognize that the jewel-like beauty is the presence. Our loving confusion, the glow in which watery clay gets brighter than fire. The one we call the friend. It's so roomy, it's really out there. Today, I recognize that the jewel-like beauty is the presence. Our loving confusion, the glow in which watery clay gets brighter than fire. The one we call the friend. I think when he's, and maybe Lucy would have another take on this, but to me, the glow in which watery clay, I think watery clay refers to the human body, right? The glow in which watery clay gets brighter than fire. That's like after 43 gazillion repetitions of the Gayatri Mantra, right? That's when our inner luminosity is pulsating with that jewel-like beauty, right? The presence. Our loving confusion. I think that on some level it's just referring to the chitta vritti of our clay-like, watery clay container here. And when we can be with the chitta vritti in that loving way, then the presence. Because the chitta vritti is the presence. It just got contracted, so we're not aware of it. Today I recognize that the jewel-like beauty is the presence. Our loving confusion, the glow in which watery clay gets brighter than fire, the one we call the friend. Here we call it the inner self. Here they call it the friend. It's the same, it's that experience, that pulsating luminosity of the self. I begged, is there a way into you, a ladder? And the presence sings back, your head is the ladder. Bring it down under your feet. Your head is the ladder. Bring it down under your feet. The mind, this globe of awareness, is a starry universe that when you push her off with your foot, 1,000 new roads become clear. As you yourself do at dawn, sailing through the light. Right? I begged, is there a way into you, a ladder? Your head is the ladder. Bring it down under your feet. The mind, this globe of awareness, is a starry universe that when you push off with your foot, 1,000 new roads become clear. As you yourself do at dawn, sailing through the light. Right? This is why we meditate. Right? As we ourselves do, sailing through the light at dawn, right? When we sit down to meditate, whether we sit down at dawn or 10 a.m. or twilight or whenever, 1,000 new roads become clear. As long as we bring our head down under our feet, we push off with our feet, right? So Rumi really got it. So take that in. Let it illuminate your citta vrittis. Let it illuminate the heart. Let it illuminate the mind. We're all timers here tonight, so there's really no need for me to say too much. Rumi just said it all so much better than I can anyway. But let me just say, this topic of light is one that has always moved me to the depths of my being. The luminosity of the self, you know, the inner light, if you think about it, you know, when you're having a good day and you're just like all lit up on the inside, that's the light, right? When we have a spark of insight, just a flicker of insight, you know, we're struggling, we're wrestling with something, and then we're in the shower, or we're driving somewhere, or just going for a walk, and suddenly insight breaks open, and it's like light. That's the light. You know, we talk about it all the time, the light of awareness, the light that illuminates us from within, the light of love, the light of human kindness. That metaphor of light, I think it's spoken to us humans for forever and ever and ever. And I think we respond to the outer light, we respond to the sun, we respond to the moon. When I was at the beach last week, and it happened to be the full moon time, and it was so great, you know, to walk on the beach and the light just like shimmering on the water. Spectacular. And we respond to that light because it's a mirror of the light inside of us. You know, and it's so easy for the layers of our contracted citta vritti narrative stuckness, you know, it's like it's a cloud, and it can really block our experience of the light, but the light is always there. It's always, always there. And what we want to do is just keep remembering that. So even on the days when there's so much cloud cover within the inner being that the light is just not able to shine through, to break through, still just the recognition, well, it is there. I'm just not seeing it just now.